Mummies, Milwaukee Public Museum. When children ask if it's frightening when they come alive, I tell them yes. Of course it is. It's absolutely terrifying. And believe me, you don't want to be around when it happens, especially at night. When they ask if the mummies walk with their arms outstretched like mummies in the movies, I tell them, no, it's nothing like that. You see, I explain, the muscles of their arms have atrophied from thousands of years of disuse. They just can't walk around the way mummies do in movies. In fact, I explain, their feet have been so lovingly and carefully bound by strips of linen that it's difficult for them to walk at all, which explains the halting gait, the fear that at any moment they will stumble and pitch forward, landing in a heap of rags. Can they talk? No, they can't talk. Not after all those years in tombs, choked with the dust of centuries and the weight of eternity upon them. Can they see? They want to know. Not anymore, I say, for their eyes were replaced with onions or stones, stones as white as the sun. Finally, I explain, they long only to wander forth as they used to so long ago and once again admire their reflections in the shimmering Nile of the gallery floor.